Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Tesvav. We are up to Sif Dalad, the top line on page 246. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Mito Shehi Misoreges, a bed that is woven, Misoreges is Pirish Nereges, it is woven, the Chavalim with ropes. So there are ropes across the top of the bed. So Im Yesh Ben Chevel L'Chevel Shlosh Tfachim, if between the ropes there's three Tfachim or more, Aser Lifros Aleha Sadin, you are not allowed to spread out a sheet over it, Mishum Da Ovid Allah, because that would be making an oil. The Chain Aser Lasalaik Beged Atahto Me'aleh, you also would be forbidden to remove the bottom garment, if there would be a garment there from on the bed, Mishum De Kasasar Allah, because that would be taking apart an oil. So there would be a problem over here in making an oil and in destroying an oil. However, Vimhoya Aleha Kar O Kesas O Beged, if there was a pillow or a cushion or a garment, Parus, that was spread out, Mi Erev Shabbos, Kishir Tefach, the size of a Tefach, Mutar Lifros B'Shabbos Al Kol Amita, then you'd be allowed to spread out a sheet over the whole bed. Again, this is really just the chazar of what we've seen earlier, that when it comes to an Ol Arai, it is Aser Midrabanan, but if you're adding on to an Ol Arai, then it is Mutar. So in this case, if the ropes are woven into the bed, but they're spread out, so it's not considered that the Ol has started, it will be Aser. But if you have a tefach spread out before Shabbos, you are allowed to spread out a sheet over the entire bed. Says the Mishaburah, Sif Katan Chav Dalad, Mita Shehi, Ulefiya Mavur Le'elbis Sif Gimel, and based on what we learned last night, Al Korchach Mari Hacha B'Shiyeshla Mechitzos HaMegios La'aretz. To say it's going to be usher to spread the sheet over the bed has to be based on what we learned last night, that there are walls to the bed that go down to the floor. Aval B'mita Shalonu Mutar B'chol Gavni. But again, our beds that have poles, so there's no walls, and you're not making the oil for underneath it, we learned last night is mutter. So Zakta Mishabura, the only time this is going to be usr is if the bed is set up with walls on the bottom, and therefore spreading the sheet out would be making an ol arai, that would be usr. There's a very important sharatzion over here, and that is Os Lamed Aleph. V'gam mayri shehemid ata osa b'shabes b'mokom hazeh kedei lefros aleha. It's not enough that there were walls to the bed and now you're just adding the sheet on top of it. It has to be that you put up the walls now on Shabbos in order to spread the sheet on top. V'chein medutuk l'shan atur, and that is how the language of the tur is exacting. Dim ha'isa omedes po mi bodyom, because if the walls, the bottom part, the frame of the bed was set up before Shabbos, harei nasu ha'mechitzos mi bodyom, that's the case that the walls of the oel were made before Shabbos, v'leis bezeh mishum ol arai v'kanal, there would be no isra of ol arai. We learned last night that the only problem of ol arai is if you set up a bed, or you set up any kind of structure that you place the mechitzos first, and then you place the gag. If the mechitzos were there already before, and you just place the gag, and you're not using the area underneath, you're only using the area on top like a bed, we said it wouldn't be usser. So Zat HaChavetz Chaim, if we're saying over here that it's going to be usser because of making an ol arai initially, it has to be that you both are making the walls around the bottom, and you're also spreading out the tent on top. The lashon of the mechaber certainly does not sound this way, because it sounds like the mita is already set up. Mita shim is so regis bechavolim. It sounds like it's already set up with ropes, and you're just placing the sheet on top. It's going to be usher. But based on what the Shaar Tzion says, based on yesterday, the case has to be that it's usher that you're putting up the walls and the base of the bed today, having in mind to then put the sheet on top. Only then it will be usher. Sif katon chafei shloshet vachim. Again, with the case of the mashmos and the mechaber, you have this bed that has the ropes. So if there is three tfachim between the ropes, then you have an iser. Zakta Mishabura, de'ilav hachi. If you don't have three tfachim, amin and lovud, then we say lovud between two ropes, and it's as if it's connected. Ukisasum me'kardamya. And it's as if you have already the gag, and therefore spreading the sheet would be mutter, because all you're doing is being most of al ol arai, the kanal b'sebez. V'ayin shav mishabura da'afilu imrak b'makom echad haya pachos mishol shatfachim gam kinsagi. As we learned previously, you don't have to have all the ropes close to each other. Even if just two ropes are within three tfachim, we say lavud, and that's enough to consider it the beginning of an ol. In which case, spreading the rest of the ol is mutter. Sivkaton chavav. We said if there was a pillow or a cushion or a garment that was spread out of tefach, you could do it the rest of the way. Gam bazeh hatam mishum nemutar losav al ol arai b'shabbos. Here also it's the same reason, because once you have an ol arai, you're allowed to add on to an ol arai on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vaitus of Hay, Kisei ha'osui prakim. Here we have a chair that's made from parts. Ukesherotzim leishavalov. When you want to sit on this chair, poschen oso, you open it up. V'ha'or niftach, and the leather opens. Ukeshemesirin oso, and when you're putting it away, sogrin oso v'or nichbal. You close it up, and the leather folds. So mutter leposchel lechatchila, you're allowed to open it lechatchila. Basically, what Sifhei is saying, that you're allowed to open a folding chair on Shabbos. Even though you're opening up a folding chair and you're making a little bit of an oel underneath the chair, but since it is made that way to open and close, you're mutter lechatchila to open it on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburah, Sifkat Nechav Zayin. Mutter lefascho, deha ovid v'kayim mivod yom. It's already made and set from before Shabbos. Elosha poshto umiyashvo kedei leyeshev alav. All you're doing is spreading it out, setting it up in order to sit on it, but it's really ready-made before. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Lamed Beis, he writes, this is Rashi, V'hainu afilu hoya ha-kisei osui imechitzos. Even if this chair has walls on the bottom of it, so by opening it up, V'aidei ha-pshita, through opening up, not nifshotin gam ha-mechitzos, so you have the mechitzos opening up also, and the top of the chair, so you're basically making an ohel, the im lo kein, if there are no walls, so belav hachishari. So anyway, it's mutter. As we've just said, and we learned earlier, just making the top of something that you're sitting on top of, you're not going underneath it, is not a problem of an ohel. So the only way the possible problem would start is if when you open this folding chair, it's opening up walls on the bottom, and then the chair, the seat on top, so you're doing the walls and the gag. So potentially there is a problem, and over here there's no problem, because this is a folding chair, it's made to be that way, and to open and close, and that's why it's mutter. Continues the Mishabura, Umehai taima shari lahamid hachupa ulasalka. For this same reason that it's set up already, and you're not creating anything new, you're also allowed to set up a chupa and to remove it. And the Shaar Tzion says over here in Lamed Aleph, Hainu kishahoysa hachupa kshura b'hachlonsos, Ne'er Shabbos is talking about where the chuppah, the canopy, was already tied to the poles before Shabbos. You're allowed to hold it up. You're allowed to put it back down. Since it was, it's like a folding chair. It's ready made. You're not creating anything now, and that is mutter. Back to the Mishabura. V'hu adin hadaf shekavua bakosal shebeis haknesses. The same thing is true about a board that is set in the wall of the shul. Shemenichen olas svarim, that you pull it out like a shtender and you keep your svarim on it. Also mutter. The reason again is because it's like a folding chair. It's made to open and close. It's 100% mutter. Miu, however, bedaf belav hachishari. This board anyway is going to be mutter. Deha ein kavanoso b'masha poshet asadat l'shem ohel. When you're opening up this shtender in the wall and you're making a little ohel, your intention is certainly not to make it ohel. V'imkein ein olav shem ohel arai. It doesn't even get a shem ohel arai. Kevan shu below mechitzo. Since there are no walls and you're trying to use the top, it's b'chlal not an ohel and it's totally mutter. The Shaar Tzion says in Lamed Hey, Lafuke b'chuppah, which is not the case that we discussed before in the Mishabura of the chuppah, shekavanoso behagag l'shem ohel. There, when you're opening up the chuppah, your intention is for the ohel. Afilu belo mechitzo shem ohel aray alov. Even if there are no walls, you have intention with the gag that you're putting on to be an ohel aray to use underneath it. The kanab mishaburus of katan chav. And therefore, if it wouldn't be tied to the board, to the poles before, it would be usur. Only because it's tied to the poles, even though it's used for the area underneath it, and it has a din of a gag, it is still mutter because it is attached, and therefore it is like a folding chair. Says the Mishabura, Sivkat Nechav Ches, Lechatchila. So the Mechaber said this folding chair could be open, Lechatchila. Umito shel barzel shelanu. The iron beds that we have, shasuyan mekupolim, that they're made folded usmuchim lakosel, and they're close to the wall, in mutter lepashtan b'shabbos, if you're allowed to open them on Shabbos or not, ayin be'alocha she'rachtum azeh, look in the be'alocha where we spoke about this at length. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Evov, k'shemesadrin chavios zu al gabe zo. When you are setting up barrels, one on top of the other, achas al gabe shtayim, you're setting it up two on the bottom and then one over the two of them. So you're making an ohel. Because you have a barrel on the left, a barrel on the right, and then a barrel on top that's standing on top of the two of them together. So there's a space between the bottom two that the top one is on. So kishimisadrin chavios zo al gabe zo. Achas al gabe shayim. When you're setting up your barrels one on top of two, the way you do it is, oches biyodo helyona. you first hold the upper one in your hand, the Yasadir HaTachtonos Tachteh, like we learned earlier, then you put the bottom barrels underneath the one that you're holding in the air. But you cannot set up the two on the bottom and then put the pyramid, the third one, on top. You have to hold the top one and put the bottom ones underneath. Like we learned, you have to put the Gog before the Mechizas by an Ol Arai, switch around the order, and then it is Mutter. Says the Mishavura on the page, Kuf Chav Dalet, Sekon Chav Tes, Lo Yisadir, don't set it up the regular way. Mishum de Ovid Kein Ohel, because then you're making it like an Ohel. You're setting up walls and then you're setting up a gag. That's going to be usur. Shehu ke gag al hamachitzos. That is like putting a roof on top of walls. The after be oel tzarech la'avir shetachto bein hamachitzos. And even though it's true by an oel normally, you need the airspace that's under the gag between the machitzos. Hachanami tzarech la'avir shebeneim. Here also, when you're setting up your barrels, two on the sides and one on top in the middle, you also want the avir between them. Shehayu misapshim ilu lohaya avir beneim. If the barrels were too close together, they would get spoiled more fast. They would get spoiled faster. Therefore, you want the airspace there to keep the air flowing, to keep it better. And therefore, in this case also, you would have to change the order, put the gog first and put the walls afterwards, because you really want the part underneath it, and therefore doing it the regular way, the two walls and then the roof, would be forbidden. I'd like to read one bir halacha, and that is back to the first sif that we did tonight, the case of the mita. So we said again in the Mechaber, you have a mita that is woven with ropes. If there is no close ropes together, so there's no lovet, so it's all spread out, so putting the sheet on top of it would be making it all and would be a problem. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, he writes, Ayin Mishabura, Vedai, you should know, Da'afilu im yesh lo mechitzos. Even if this bed has mechitzos, like he pointed out in the Shaar HaTzion that it does, Gam kein yesh eitzah beprisas hasadin. There's also an eitzah of still being able to spread out the sheet on top of the walls. Av sheyesh gimel tfachim. Even if there's a space between the ropes of three tfachim, so there's no lovud bein chevel lechevel between the ropes. Tehainu sheyochazu hanoshim hasadin. That the way the eitzah is that people should hold up the sheet, o akar, or the pillow ba'avir in the air. V'yachnis acher es hamita tateha. And someone else should then sneak the walls of the bed underneath it afterwards. V'keivanshu shelo kederech binyan lasos tchila hagag v'yachar yachnes tateh mashal lamata mehagag. And since you're doing it not the normal way, you're first putting the roof and then putting the walls underneath, hitiru b'olorai, they will matir b'olorai, kidlel b'siv gimel. So just like we saw with the barrels, you can hold the top barrel and put the bottom ones underneath it, do the gag first. So here also the Bi'alocha tells us about the case of the bed. Besides having part of the sheet spread out at tefach, and then you can spread the rest out, or if you have lovud, so it's covered, but even if you have nothing covered, and you have the wall set up where it would be a problem of an olarai, you could just have someone holding up the sheet that's going to be the top of the bed, have someone else sneak in the walls underneath it, so you're doing it out of order and olarai, and that would be mutter as well. We will stop here and continue the next year with Siv Zayin Mirtz Hashem, and we're going to discuss umbrellas in Mirtz Hashem the next year as well.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.